This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Chances are, many of us will own a few more books in a few days. But if you're getting books as gifts, it's probably because friends have already seen them in your place. And even if the books you have are carefully stored and cataloged, where do you put the new ones? We asked a few people how they organize their book collections.
My name is Tyler Tinkersley in Kansas City. In third grade, I was made to memorize the order of the presidents. It was a song. I remember it. I could still sing it. George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. And so that has stuck with me. And so when I buy a presidential biography, I am singing James K. Polk and Zachary Taylor, that song to myself as I place it on the shelf. Arthur Grover Cleveland. All of my presidential biographies, and I have about 20 now, they are all in the order that the president served. And Abraham Lincoln.
It's Karen Alaya Ford from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I thought I wanted to get creative when the Pinterest craze started. There was a few in rainbow order, and I was taken with this. I just thought, oh, look at that rainbow of words. And the other day, someone wanted to borrow Of Mice and Men, and I was saying, you know, is it white? Is it white? No, it's ecru, you know, and I was just going through, and I could never find Of Mice and Men. I've done that for about three books now, and I'm so frustrated that I think, why did I do this? And it's sort of like having a child and you go through labor and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to do that again. You have to wait till you forget that experience before you do it again. And that's what I'm trying to do before I reorganize it. I have to get rid of that pain before I reorganize it into something that makes sense.
It's clear that we need professional advice, and there's no one we turn to more for wise advice than our librarian emerita, Key Maleski, who joins us in our studios. Key, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Is there a right way to store books so you can find them?
Not in your home. There's no library SWAT police that's going to show up and tell you you have misarranged your books and you must use a different system. Obviously, it's whatever works for you. If you have only a few books, you probably don't need a system. If you have thousands, you might want to use Dewey Decimal or Library of Congress, or even arranging by size or color.
Well, I wanted to follow up on that because Karen and her library of many colored books. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the sort of thing where I can imagine some book lovers hearing that and thinking that makes no sense.
If she can find the book she wants, then it's a workable system.
Can I ask how you do it?
No, don't. I'm probably not the only librarian in the world who's much more organized on the job than at home. And we do have lots and lots of books. We have one room designated as the library, which is just shelves of books and chairs and a desk. But unfortunately, there are also stacks of books on the floor all over the house.
Key, this is a rough week for us. And for our listeners who are soon going to lose the benefit of having your advice and precision, which is audible in each and every segment on this program.
I'm sort of retiring. I decided to do so while I'm still sort of young enough to enjoy it. It's the hardest decision I've ever made in my life because I love this job and I love almost all the people that we work with. But it just seems like the right time.
You know, thanks to you, there are millions of people who don't know what a doofus I am about pronunciations. But they're going to learn very soon, aren't they?
You still make a lot of mistakes. Even when we practice, we write it out phonetically. But, you know, it's the excitement of the moment.
Key Maleski, is
that
what
it? Is that?
Key Maleski, our librarian emerita. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott. It's been fun.